In this bulletin, the latest job figures, and Bill Shorten dismisses a push by Conservative politicians to legislate January 26 as Australia Day. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The unemployment rate has fallen despite a cooling economy. Figures released by the Australian Bureau of Statistics show December's jobless rate fell to 5%, down from 5.1% expected by economists. 21,600 new jobs were created over the month, but most of them were part-time positions, with 3,000 full-time jobs shed. Jobs Minister Kelly O'Dwyer has welcomed the figures. She says the government is working hard to reduce youth unemployment.
The figures are incredibly strong, whether you're looking at unemployment overall, even when you consider youth unemployment as well. We have seen a decrease under our government. It's still too high, being, you know, in the 11s, and we are working very hard towards that. We're making sure that in the job space, we create pathways for people to be able to get a job, to get the skills, the training and the education that they need to get a job.
Opposition leader Bill Shorten has dismissed a push by a handful of Conservative politicians to legislate January 26 as Australia Day. Liberal Senator Dean Smith says he's willing to draft a private member's bill to protect the date in the same way as Anzac Day and the national flag. The Australian reports Barnaby Joyce, Craig Kelly and Michelle Landry are among those who have given early backing to the idea. Mr. Shorten has described the idea as a bit odd.
I love Australia Day. It's a public holiday. It's a chance to catch up with family and friends. But I'm getting a bit over the Australia Day debates. I think the nation is. You know, like, it's not going to change. Yeah, there might be a few sort of green councils who want to change the day they administer citizenship ceremonies. Public holiday's not going to change.
Meanwhile, the federal opposition says women, Indigenous Australians, those who are disabled would be better represented in the Australian Honours List under a Labor government. Only about 3 in 10 of the Order of Australia awards, which celebrate the impressive contribution of Australians, have gone to women since 1975. Labor wants to overhaul the honours system to ensure females receive 40% of the awards by 2020, while the ultimate aim of women receiving half of all awards. The party also wants better monitoring of whether award recipients are Indigenous, culturally diverse or have a disability. Deputy Labor leader Tanya Plibersek has told the ABC the party would reach its gender targets by reviewing the awards categories.
Areas where women traditionally work or volunteer are often subsumed in other categories. Like nursing, for example, has no standalone category. It falls under the general category of medicine. So we need to look at the categories that people are nominated in, and we need to look at the nomination process to encourage more women to be nominated.
Former Socceroo Craig Foster has vowed the fight for detained footballer Hakeem Al-Arabi's future is not over after nearly a week of intense lobbying in Bangkok. Mr. Al-Arabi was visiting Thailand with his wife in November, when he was arrested by authorities because of an Interpol red notice warrant issued by the Bahraini government. The Bahraini government alleged Mr. Al-Arabi vandalised a police station and are requesting Thai officials send him back to Bahrain for punishment. Mr. Foster visited Mr. Al-Arabi in Bangkok remand prison on Tuesday and has spent most of the last 2 days meeting with ambassadors and human rights groups. Mr. Foster says he's planning to head to Switzerland to personally discuss Mr. Al-Arabi's case with football's governing body, FIFA. Forecasters say a low pressure system sitting over far north Queensland could develop into a cyclone from tomorrow. The Bureau says the weather system sitting over Cape York Peninsula is expected to develop over the next 48 hours. Residents are being told to brace for heavy rain and possible flash flooding. Football Federation Australia has commenced the process to appoint a new coach for its national women's team. Follows the sacking of coach Alan Stachic last week after two surveys revealed workplace issues with the Matildas. A panel of leaders across football and women's sport will work with FFA to identify a replacement over the coming weeks. Let's check out the weather for tomorrow. Sunny in Perth and 27 in Adelaide. A possible late shower, 31. Hot in Melbourne, 43. Much the same for Hobart, 37. Mostly sunny in Canberra. Also hot there and 39 in Wollongong. Partly cloudy and 28. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle. Tops of 30. In Brisbane, a possible morning shower and 32. In Cairns, showers and 30. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News. News.